Now in chapter 35, we find Elihu is reproving Job for inferring that he's more righteous than God. Listen to him here now in chapter 35. Elihu spake moreover and said, "Thinkest thou this to be right, that thou saidest, my righteousness is more than God's?" And actually, that's what Job was saying. The minute that Job said, "I'm all right," is God all right? That's the question. I know I'm all right, and I'm suffering. So it must be God is wrong. That is the inference, you see, that you have to draw from that type of reasoning. Now, he moves on, and let me move on here. He says, verse 5, "Look unto the heavens and see, behold the clouds which are higher than thou. If thou sinnest, what doest thou against him? Or if thou transgressest, be multiplied, what doest thou unto him?" Well, that would be the question that Job would raise, you see. My little life is not affecting God, but it is, my friend. That is the wonder of it all. Your sin today is something that is almost infinite. When Abraham sinned, why, they're still paying for that over that land today. When he took that Egyptian handmaid Hagar at the suggestion of Sarah. Sarah and Abraham were wrong. How wrong were they? Well, look over there today. And we just happen to have had about 4,000 years of it. Sin's an awful thing. It does affect God. Now, verse 8, "Thy wickedness may hurt a man as thou art, and thy righteousness may profit the son of man." You're a witness, friends. You're a preacher, regardless of who you are. I said that to a drunk man once. His mother had asked me to talk with him, and I saw him coming down the street. He lived down below the church, and I headed him off, and I detoured him into my study, and he wobbled. He barely could sit there. And I told him what a low-down, dirty, ingrate. He disgraced his mother, was breaking her heart, centered. He just sat there and took all of it. And then I began to say, I said, "You preach by your life." And I said, "You're a preacher." Say, he stood up and he wanted to fight me. You could call him anything in the world except a preacher. But friends, you're a preacher. Your wickedness will hurt somebody, and your righteousness may help somebody. And he says here, "By reason of the multitude of oppressions, they make the oppressed to cry. They cry out by reason of the arm of the mighty. But none saith, where is God thy maker who giveth songs in the night?" Oh, that is so wonderful. You see, it's God. He's the one that gives songs in the night. The only place of happiness is God. Have you ever noticed the expression, "Blessed be God"? "Blessed be God and the Father of our Lord Jesus"? What's the word "blessed" mean? It means happy. God is happy, and he wants us happy. When Moses came down from the mountain, his face was shining that last time because there was now forgiveness, there were sacrifices for sin, and God to deal with man in grace. My, I tell you, friends, John said, "We write these things unto you that your joy might be full." He's the one that gives songs in the night. The nightclub, they have got songs, but it's blues, and you pay for it. And you have a headache the next day. It's God alone that can bring happiness to you. And that's so important. And this man learned that way back yonder at the very beginning. Now he continues on in chapter 36. God here's the great teacher, you see. And he's the greatest teacher of all. Remember, it was said of the Lord Jesus, "Never man spake as he spake." He was a great teacher. That's the great value of the gospel. They tell two things. Actually, not the miracles. It's his teaching that's so important. His greatest teacher. And then his death is recorded there. His death and resurrection. That's the gospel facts, by the way. And the fact he's a great teacher. My, I tell you, friends, we are going to see Job introduced to Jehovah. God's going to break through. Storm's coming up at this time, and the storm will break, and out of that storm, God is going to speak to this man. And it's in the storms of life today that God wants to speak peace to you and me, friends. Oh, that you and I may not let circumstances come between our soul and our God.